Saskatoon, two civilians, Aaron Lang and Mike Knapper, have been honored by the Saskatoon Fire Department for their actions in November 2022. They were given the Award of Merit on Friday, March 17, at Fire Station 1 for helping to evacuate tenants from a burning home in the 1500 block of 7th Avenue North. Lang and Knapper were commended for their quick actions in checking if people were inside the burning house and their willingness to put their plans on hold to help their neighbors. SFD Chief Morgan Hackle thanked them for exemplifying the value of community and selflessly caring for their neighbors. Their willingness to spontaneously put their morning plans on hold to help their neighbors is a value at the heart of the culture in Saskatoon. We applaud Mike and Aaron for emulating our collective value of community and for selflessly taking care of their neighbors, said Hackle. He added that actions taken by ordinary residents of Saskatoon, like Lang and Knapper, who went above and beyond to help others, should be celebrated in our community. We are fortunate that Mike and Aaron were at the right place and time. They made some critical decisions that day that saved their neighbors from what could have been a fatal outcome. Background. On Thursday, November 17, last year, Knapper was driving to his shop when he noticed a fire on the home's exterior. He saw a car in the driveway, and the lights outside and the basement were turned on, but there was no activity around the house and no one was out. He called 911 to report the fire. Lang later arrived and helped bang on the door and windows to alert anyone inside the burning house, but no one answered. They decided to enter the house and discovered tenants in the basement, including one visually impaired person. Lang and Knapper escorted the tenants out of the home and took them to the neighbors for shelter. SFD Dispatch received Knapper's 911 report of flames coming from the backside of the house. Fire crews on the scene saw the home fully involved in the fire. Firefighters controlled the fire by 4:04 p.m. and continued to extinguish hotspots until 6:40 p.m. The fire caused significant damage to the house, estimated at $350,000.